It's time now for Some Good Stuff with Kim and Mike Burge.
The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to visit Cherry County, Nebraska. 300-plus motel rooms, numerous Airbnbs, and hundreds of camping spots. And you ask why all those places to rest your head? Well, to find out, go to visitvalentine.com and check out 50 things to do in Cherry County, Nebraska.
And you know, knowledge is infinite, and it's a tale that never ceases. In Tri-State Livestock News, agriculture is their focus, and knowledge is at the heart that sustains the Tri-State Livestock News legacy. They're a steadfast information place to go from their beginning to their latest issue. It's continuous knowledge. Tri-State Livestock News.
It is what ranchers read.
Indeed.
And Kim, what do you have for the good stuff?
I have something Julie French sent us. She sends us some very funny things. She's from KDIO up in Minnesota, Ortonville. And we appreciate everything that anybody sends us. We love to share information that listeners send. Young'uns, listen up. This is advice from elderly people. And you know, they got this advice in a pretty sound way. They lived it. The most important person in your life is a person who agreed to share their life with you. Treat them as such.
Okay.
You might live a long life or you might live a short life. Who knows? But either way, trust me when I say that you're going to wish you took better care of yourself in your youth.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good message. Stuff is just stuff. Don't hold on to material objects. Hold on to time and experiences instead.
There you go. Good advice.
Very good. Jealousy destroys relationships. Trust your significant other because who else are you supposed to trust? I thought that was good. People always say, make sure you get a job doing what you love, but that is not the best advice. The right job is a job you love some days, can tolerate some days, and still pays the bills. Almost nobody has a job they love every day. That is very true.
If I could get a job shooting chickens out of a cannon, for a while I'd really like that.
Not every day, but for a while it would be fun.
For a while, it'd be all right.
Oh, that's very interesting. I'm not sure that would have ever hit my list.
Okay.
Okay. Years go by in the blink of an eye. Don't marry young. Live your life. Go places. Do things. If you have the means or not, pack a bag and go wherever you can afford to go. While you have no dependents, don't buy stuff. Any stuff. See the world. Look through travel magazines and pick a spot. Then go.
Go. G-O.
G-O. Here's another one. Don't take life too seriously. Even if things seem dark and hopeless, try to laugh at how ridiculous life is.
Ooh, it is sometimes.
Yep, that's a good thing to remember. And a true friend will come running if you call them at 2 a.m. Everyone else is just an acquaintance.
Wow.
I thought that was good. Children grow up way too fast. Make the most of the time you have with them. That is so true. Nobody ever dies wishing they had worked more. Remember that. Work hard. But don't prioritize work over family, friends, or even yourself. Eat and exercise like you're a diabetic heart patient with a stroke, so you never actually become one. That's okay. Very sage advice. Maybe this one isn't as profound as the others, but it's very important. Floss regularly. Dental problems are awful. I have to agree with that. I just don't think any time my mouth is being worked on is any fun at all, and I've never had to have much done even. Don't take anyone else's advice as gospel. You can ask for advice from someone you respect, then take your situation into consideration and make your own decision. Essentially, take your own advice is my advice. So whose advice do you take?
I was going to say, don't take any advice except mine.
Yeah, but my advice is don't take any advice. That's funny. The joints you damaged today will get their revenge later. Even if you think they've recovered completely, trust me. Now, we have one time on this earth. Don't wake up and realize that you're 60 years old and haven't done the things that you have dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
And appreciate the small things and be present in the moment. What do I mean? Well, it seems today like younger people are all about immediate gratification. I think a certain restaurant taught us that.
True.
With Golden Arches, I'm not sure. Or they started the trend. Instead, why not appreciate every small moment? We don't get to stay on this crazy, wonderful planet forever, and the greatest pleasure can be found in the most mundane of activities. Instead of sending a text, pick up the phone and call someone. Call your mother. Have a conversation about nothing in particular. Those are the moments to hold on to. There are some wise words from the elderly, and you heard it here. You have the good stuff.